Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Oh. We hope you have fun. Hey!
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we give your name the praise, the glory, and all the honor, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen. We come with a grateful heart, Father God. We come confessing every sin of omission and commission, Father God, thanking you, Father God, that you gave us the best gift ever when you gave us your son, Jesus, Father. Thank you that he gave us all when he gave his life. Thank you, Father God, for this Christmas season, that Jesus, Father God, is the reason for the season, and we rejoice in the truth, Father God, of the word. We rejoice, Father God, in the true meaning of Christmas. We rejoice because we have life to do so, Father God, and we bless you and we praise you, Father God, for life, for health, for strength. We bless you. We praise you, Father God, for family and friends. We thank you for provisions. We thank you for protection. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the process of sanctification. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for you being our Father. Hallelujah. We love you. We bless you. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. With all the hustle and the bustling, Father God, we can stop, Father God, to give, hallelujah, you praise. We can stop, Father God, to celebrate, Father God, what it's all about, Father God. We can give you the gift, Father God, that you desire from us, Father God. We just want to bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you, Father, for another service today. Thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Thank you for the word that does not return void. Thank you, Father God, for the platform that you have afforded us, Father God, to communicate on this level. Thank you for your people all around the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for those who have just come to you. Thank you for the ones that are on the way. Thank you, Father God, for the backsliders that have been reclaimed. Thank you for those who have gone on, Father God, hallelujah, in faith, those who have served you well, Father God, and you called them home. Father God, thank you, Father God, for the mothers that are giving birth even right now, Father God, to babies in the natural and in the spirit. Father God, hallelujah to your name, Father. We just want to say thank you for the fullness of time. Thank you for the blossoming. Thank you, Father God, for this thing called life that Jesus came that we might have. We believe it, we receive it, and we give your name the praise. Father, we commit this service into your hands. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, that you and you alone will be glorified. You and you alone will be magnified. Your people will be you, Father God, as we hold the word close to our bosoms. Oh, Father God, we ask that you would hide your word deep down in our hearts, that we will not sin against you, Father God, because heaven and earth is going to pass away, but your word remains. It will not fail. It will not pass away. Father God, you honor your word above your name. It's the only thing that we have that's secure. It's the only thing that we have that's everlasting. It's the only thing that we have that will not fail. It's your word. The word, the whole word, and nothing but the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word came unto his own, and his own received him not. But Father, we want to say thank you today, hallelujah, that we receive. Glory be to God. We believe, Father God, we stand in the spirit of expectation, hallelujah, and say, speak, Lord, speak. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our souls. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father God, you said, he who have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Oh God, help us to see. Oh God, open our eyes to give us 20/20 vision in the Spirit. Oh Father God, you said, blessed is he who hungereth and thirsts after righteousness, for he shall be filled. Oh glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Glory to your holy and to your righteous name. We commit all things into your hands, Father. Hallelujah. We ask that you would have your way this day, Father God. And thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, merry Christmas, merry Christmas. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome all of our listeners around the globe, those for the first time, the second time, every other time, whenever you can make it time. Glory be to God. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Glory be to God and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Glory be to God, where we come to lift up Jesus. What's his name? Jesus is his name. Glory be to God. So we want to thank God for you taking time out, hallelujah, your Christmas festivities, amen, to check in, amen, hallelujah, with the reason for the season. Oh, glory be to God, checking in, hallelujah, on today to keep first things first. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Checking in today to give, checking in today to receive. Jesus is his name. Amen and amen. Now, I'm Dr. Alfreda, amen, the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. And we are just so glad. We are just so glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want to share with you one verse today, amen, for our reading coming out of 1 Timothy 1 and 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 says this. It says, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to get right into the word on today. Amen. After another selection. Amen. And we want to come from a subject this morning. You're it. You are it. Amen. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God, amazing King. He's an amazing man.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it, sing it, sing it.
Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found.
God, amazing King.
amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. Our scripture on today tells us, amen, glory be to God, amen, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Amen. Glory be to God. And most of us know the Christmas story. Glory be to God. Even those of you who have not given your life to Christ yet in faith. Amen. Most of you have heard and know the Christmas story, how Jesus Christ was born. Amen. Through the Virgin Mary. Glory be to God. He stepped down 40 and two generations, amen, and he came as God's gift to the world to redeem mankind back to himself. Where the first Adam blew it in the garden, God gave us a second Adam, and his name was Jesus, amen. He was the bridge, he was the gap, amen, to bring man back to God, to restore us back to him, because there was no other way, amen, beloved. God had already searched the land, glory be to God, and he could not find anybody worthy, amen. So Jesus came, amen, beloved, amen, and it was a beautiful act of love. It was a beautiful act, glory be to God, for him, amen, to choose, to make a decision to leave heaven and all of his glory and all of his splendor, amen, glory be to God, where he was already rich, but he became a poor, amen, that we might be rich, amen. And so Jesus came, beloved, amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for the sacrifice, amen, that he was born unto us, a son, a child is given unto us, a son is born, amen, and his name was called Jesus. And his whole purpose for coming into the world in the first place was to save sinners. Glory be to God, amen. Beloved, amen, Jesus was sent, amen, to bless us. The scripture tells us, glory be to God, amen. The scripture also tells us in 2 John 10 and 10, amen, that Jesus said, amen, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. You may have life to the full, life to the rich, that you might be rich, amen, in the spirit, rich, amen, in every good work, amen. Jesus came that we might be have a satisfying life, beloved. Jesus came that we might have everything we need. Jesus came that we may have a life, amen, a flowing, amen, till it overflows. Jesus came, beloved, amen, glory be to God. And this is why the Lord came. He also tells us, beloved, amen, that Jesus came. In St. John 15 and 16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give it to you. Glory be to God. Beloved, Jesus came, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, that we may have life. In Jesus coming, beloved, the scripture tells us here that he chose us. God chose you, God chose me, God chose all of us, every person on planet Earth. He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Not only did I choose you, he said, I appointed you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, beloved. We have been chosen. I just come for a couple minutes on this Christmas holiday, beloved, to come to tell you that you're it. I come to tell you this morning, beloved, amen, that you're the one. That you're the one that Jesus came, was born for. You're the one that Jesus died for, beloved. Amen. You're the one. So often we're all looking and mesmerized by other people. We're mesmerized by other people's gifts. We're mesmerized by the fivefold ministry sometimes. We're mesmerized by the bishops and the apostles and the prophets and the teachers, beloved. But I come to tell you that regardless of your title, you don't even need a title, beloved. Glory be to God. Jesus did not come for titles. He didn't even have one himself. Glory be to God. I come to tell you that you're the one. Jesus was born for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are it. Glory be to God. He came. Amen. Hallelujah. He chose you before the foundation of the world. He chose you before you were conceived in the belly of your mother. He came before even your mother and father was conceived. Glory be to God. Jesus came for you. He chose you. Whatever your name is, put it in the blank. You may be walking around now with your head down. You may be walking around with a spirit of oppression and suppression and depression. You might be feeling lonely. You might be going through all these emotional situations right now, beloved. But I want to come and encourage you this morning to look up because you're it. You're the one. Jesus came for you. He said, I have chosen you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:21 says, for to this you have been called. You have been called. Beloved, what is your name? Put your name in the spot. You, whatever your name is, you're listening today. He chose you. You have been called. Because Christ also suffered for you. He suffered for you. Not just for the white or the black or the rich or the poor or the well-to-do or the well-known, the preachers. No, he died and suffered for you. Leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. I come to tell you that you're the one. You are it. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. God has called you. Amen. Glory be to God before the foundation of the world and has given you the gifts, given you the abilities, given you the talents, given you the faith, given you everything you need, knowing that you are the one who can make a difference. You are the one that can make a change. You are the one. You're the one that can make a difference beginning with in your own home. Glory be to God. In the school that you attend, the place where you work, the neighborhood that you live, the city, the state, the nation. Glory be to God. You may feel like your contribution is that not that much. You may feel like you have nothing to offer, nothing to give. But I want to tell you today that the devil is a liar and he's the father of lies. There's no truth in him. Jesus would have come if you was the only person on planet Earth. You are it. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God had a purpose. Hallelujah. When he created you and he said, it is good. You are it. And God is waiting on you to believe. God is waiting on you to receive. God is waiting on you to know that you are worthy of the calling. Beloved, it's one thing when another person calls you. Person calls you. But the scripture tells us here this morning, and I can give you a whole list of scriptures. Hallelujah. But he said here that I chose you. God chose you. Wow, me? Me? Little old me? Yes, little old you. Me, the one with no talents? No, you have talents. You just haven't recognized them. You have gifts. You haven't recognized them. You have a contribution to make to this world, to this generation. You just haven't recognized it. This is why Jesus came. Glory be to God. This is why Jesus suffered. This is why Jesus bled. This is why Jesus died. That he might leave us an example. Who? You and me. Every person is significant. Every person is significant, beloved. There's not one soul on this planet Earth who is not significant. There's not one person who does not have a contribution. Stop comparing your contributions to everyone else. Stop comparing your gifts to everybody else. So what you think they can talk better than you, preach better than you, sing better than you, teach better than you, dance better than you, so what? That's your opinion. Have you checked in with God lately to find out what his opinion is? You have something to give, little or much, and little is much if God is in it, and our labor is not in vain. Beloved, I come to encourage you to tell you that you're it. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says this, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Beloved, God has a plan for your life. God didn't make no mistakes. Sometimes a man and a woman to come together in sexual activity, and then they conceive of a child, then they go around and say the baby was a mistake. We were just having fun. We didn't mean to take it this far. Glory be to God. But God has never made a mistake. Even if your mother and your father think that you was one. Even if you feel unwanted. Maybe you've been told by your guardians that you were not wanted. Maybe you were given up for adoption. Whatever your scenario is, I tell you, God wants you. He appointed you. He called you. He has need of you. He has a purpose for you. You're the one. You're sitting around looking and searching and figuring out who God is going to use, beloved. But I want to tell you this morning that you are it. Stop looking to the left. Stop looking to the right. Stop looking back and look within. You are marvelous. You are beautiful. God loves you to the point he gave his only son for you. Oh, yes. Jesus was sent into the world to save sinners. That included you. That included me. That included all of us. Why? Because there is a work for us to do. Beloved, God has plans for you. Plans to prosper you. He don't want to keep you on the same go round, same old humdrum. Glory be to God. He wants to increase you. He wants to prosper you. Plans to give you a hope. Plans to give you a future. So that when you pray to him, he says, I will listen to you. And when God listens, you get his attention. He listens and he responds. Beloved, as we come to the end of the close of this year, glory be to God, I want to encourage you to ask God for his plan. God has a plan for you. Glory be to God. What's your plan, Lord? What's your plan? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you want more? Glory, you know there's more. I'm crying out to God myself. Glory be to God. God, I want more. I want more, Father God. Why? Because to tell you the truth, I'm bored. I'm bored. God, same way. Let's do something different. Let's do it a different way. God, I know there's more. Not that God's will isn't being done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I know there's more. The same old stuff for the same 10 years, 11 years. I know there's more. Beloved, do you want it? Sometimes we get stuck in mediocrity. We get stuck in comfort. Glory be to God. But God is calling us higher. Why? Because higher is available. God wants us to step into the better. He wants us to step into the best. God wants us to live our best life now. Why? Because Jesus said, I came that ye might live life abundantly. I came that you might have your best life ever. Who is he talking to? You. Beloved, you're the one. You are the one. Ask God for his plan. Ask God to download his strategy. God, I know there's a plan for my life. What is it? But you got to want it. You got to want it. I'm preparing for a message, amen, that I'll bring next week, Lord, if the Lord tarry. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's entitled, Say Yes to Your Future. Say goodbye to your past. Say yes to your future. Beloved, God is only going to give you it if you want it. You're it, beloved. Beloved, it's miserable playing a part for which you're ill-suited. It's like walking in shoes that don't fit. So, beloved, the question this morning is, what are you good at? What do you enjoy doing most? What accomplishments make you feel best? But let me take a paper and pencil today and list five moments in your life when you were acutely aware of this feeling of fulfillment. What was it that took you there? Does this reveal anything about your purpose, beloved? Let me ask you a question. If money was not a consideration, how would you fill your days? How would you live your life? What would you do, beloved, if money was not a consideration? And how does this compare to where you are right now? What one small step can you take right now, beloved? One phone call made, one letter written, one email sent to move towards your true calling in life. God is waiting on you, beloved. What have you learned about your purpose through failure? Even God allowed failure to come our way, glory be to God, so we can tie in to our purpose. That's not it. So we ought to be seeking the Lord on his plan. Glory be to God. The manufacturer that made the toasters had a plan for the toaster. You put the wheat in the toaster and it browns it. That's the plan. The plan for the refrigerator was to keep things cold. The plan for the automobile was to take you to and fro. Beloved, what was God's plans for your life? You're it. We're sitting on it, putting demands on other people, overburdening other people and their gifts, and not using your own. Jesus came, beloved, hallelujah, that you could fulfill the life that he has given you abundantly with joy in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you're doing what God created you to do. You're it. Beloved, this is the year to tap into it. Glory be to God. Are some areas clearly not a part of your calling at all? Some of us are involved in situations you ain't happy.
You know it's not your calling. You don't even know why you're doing it. You're doing it out of tradition. You're doing it because people demand it of you. Glory be to God. You're doing it trying to keep somebody else's happy. You know God is not pleased because it's not your calling. It's not where the Lord will have you to be. It's not what God created you to do. Beloved, you're it. The world is waiting on you. Your neighbors are waiting on you. They're waiting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants to take you from the bottom to the top, from the guttermost to the uttermost. Glory be to God. From the back to the front. Hallelujah. God's waiting, beloved. You're it. Hallelujah. Whatever contribution you can make, amen, hallelujah, he's waiting. Because he's already given it to you. It's already on the inside of you. It's dormant. That's why you're so miserable. That's why you're so sad. That's why you're depressed. You're crying. Don't know why you're crying. You want to cry and can't cry. Why? Because you're suppressing all of this value and treasure on the inside of you. It was not meant to stay on the inside of you. It was meant to come up and out. Beloved, you're it. You're the one. You're the one, beloved. Will you tell the Lord yesterday? Beloved, who do you admire for the way they've applied their talents? We sit around and mesmerize. Oh, they're so good. They're so blessed. They're so gifted. Yes, they are. But what about you? What about you, beloved? God has a group of people now waiting to admire you, but you won't show up. You won't show up. You don't have you haven't grabbed hold of the confidence. You don't know who you are in Christ Jesus. You don't know that you can do all things through him. You don't know that you're more than a conqueror. You don't know that you're special. You don't know that you are accepted in the beloved. Beloved, what about you? Glory be to God. Sometimes we look at people and ask ourselves why we are not like them. But beloved, I've come to tell you today, amen, that there's a group of people waiting on you so they can ask the question why they are not like you. You are it. Glory be to God. Beloved, what can you learn? What can you learn from the people that you do admire? How would you describe your vision for your life? Beloved, as the Lord tarrying, we close this year and about to enter into a brand new year. Glory be to God. What does your vision look like? Do you even have one? And if the answer is no, my next question is why not? Without a vision, the people perish. What does your future look like, beloved? What does your future look like for 2022? What does your future look like for the next 5 years from now? The next 10 years from now, if the Lord tarry? Who are the people in your life who really get who you are? The people in your life, beloved, that really, really know you, whoever they are, your spouse, your children, maybe your best friend, whoever. Have you asked them what they think your purpose in life might be? Because they already know you. They can see it. They can see the gifts. They wonder why you haven't seen it. They wonder why you haven't even made mention to it and don't talk about it. But they see it. Have you even asked them? Glory be to God. Have they given any indication of how they think you should use your talents? Beloved, let us, amen, come. Let us be wide open. Let us look at all the possibilities. What is God saying? There's more to it than you just getting up every morning, tooling through the day and going to bed at night, saying a prayer in the morning, saying a prayer at night. Thank God for that, beloved, but there's more to it than that. You have a huge contribution to give to this generation. And you don't need a title. You don't need a college degree. You don't even need a high school diploma. All you need is Jesus in your heart. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. But let me ask you this question in my closing. If you could write your own obituary, what would you want it to say? What would you like to be remembered for? Beloved, and as we close this year and begin a new year by the grace of God, I plead with you to ask God for his plan. Ask God for his plan. If God has a plan, God is not a man and God is not a liar. And Jeremiah 29 says, for I know the plans I have for you. Then he turns around and he tells you what the plans are. He said, plans to prosper you. Plans not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Beloved, we need to ask God to download that. What does that look like for our particular lives? We don't have to sit around count everybody else's money. God got some money for you to count. You don't have to sit around and listen to everybody else's testimony on their healing, because God has a testimony for you on your healing. God has a testimony for you on your breakthrough. God has a testimony for you on your open doors. God, what does your plan look like? Glory be to God. Beloved, and then we have to make up our mind. Philippians 3 and 14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me. You see, here it is again. Beloved, you have been called and chosen by God. You are it. For which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We press towards that. Beloved, what are you living for? Why did God put us here in the first place? He had nothing to do. The devil is a liar. He was born in heaven. The devil is a liar. God made a mistake. The devil is a liar. God ran out of gifts when I came around. The devil is a liar. And you don't have to be afraid, beloved, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Because then he tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 24, he said, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. The one who called you, the one who called you before you was conceived in your mother's womb, he is faithful. Even when we are not faithful, he is faithful and he will do it. He's the one. He's the one that's going to bring you up. He's the one that's going to bring you out. He's the one that's going to bring you forward. Your gifts will make room for you. He's the one that's going to open doors for you. He's the one that's going to give you favor. The heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. He's the one that's going to turn it around. He is the one. It's in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So all we have to do is show up. Beloved, will you tell the Lord yes? Will you not let Jesus coming to earth, born through the virgin, not let his birth be in vain? Will you not let Jesus, the one who died on the cross, will you not let his dying be in vain? If Jesus was sent to bless us, will you let him bless you? Will you let him bless your socks off? But you have to believe. You have to believe, amen, hallelujah, that you have a purpose. You have to believe that you was chosen by God, that God put his finger on you. You have to believe that God made a deposit in you. You have to believe that you are special. You have to believe it. Even if nobody else has believed it, you have to believe it. And when you start treating yourself special, other people will start treating you special too. Beloved, you're it. You're it. You're the one. You're the one. I thought I had to be a pastor. I thought I had to be a preacher. I thought I had to be an apostle. I thought I had to be a bishop. We thank God for all those people, all the fivefold ministry. We thank God for everybody. But I come to tell you today that you're the one. Will you tell the Lord yes? Just tell the Lord yes. Just open up your heart. Open up your mind. Open up, beloved. Lift your hands up and give the Lord a praise and tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. Whatever you want, I surrender all, Lord. Wherever you want to send me, I'll go. Whatever you want me to say, I'll do. Father God, hallelujah. I'll tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen. And amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we want to thank you for how the scriptures, Father God, clearly reveal that each and every one of you are so special. Father God, and you don't favor one over another. Father God, and you have called us. You came for us. That we're looking around trying to see who you're going to pick, who you're going to choose, and you already made your choice when you chose us. Father God, help us to rise up in confidence. Help us to rise up, Father God, saying yes. Help us to discover the plan that you have for us, Father, and by faith step in it and trust you all the way. Trust you all the way. To make our contribution to this generation, knowing that we are the one that the world is waiting for. We are the ones that Jesus is going to, people are going to see Jesus in us. People are going to be saved because of us, because of our walk, our talk, Father, because we're modeling you. We are the ones. Thank you for the revelation on this day. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God on today. You're it. Amen. You're the one the world has been waiting on. Amen. When you say yes. Amen. And we tell the Lord yes on today. Amen. In form of announcements, amen, for those of you who are new to our ministry, we want you to know, glory be to God, that we will, amen, be here next week, Lord's willing, amen, teaching and preaching the gospel, 6 o'clock in the morning, amen, meet us at 5 o'clock a.m., amen, on Facebook Live for our morning altar prayer. Amen. Glory be to God entering into the prayer room. Amen. And to God be praised at the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We're also going to have, amen, our watch night service. Watch night service will be on Friday night. Amen. And we'll be making some more announcements on the time and how we're going to do it. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm thinking it's probably going to be somewhere around 9 o'clock on Friday night, but we will confirm all of that on our watch night service. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. Glory be to God. Today is offering day. Amen. We want to collect our tithes and offerings. Amen. If you'd like to give this ministry a Christmas gift, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I will say as well, worthy of one. Amen. And we give God the praise and the glory for and the honor for that. Amen. If you'd like to sow into the word of God, amen, that are going forth on today, beloved, there's several ways that you can sow, amen, into the soil of this ministry. And you can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, P.A. That's G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, P.A. 19038. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for your giving. Amen. Glory be to God. We had a dream last night that someone wrote a very huge check to this ministry. And whoever you are, we want to give God praise for you and for you and for each and every one of you. Amen. Glory be to God. As we come to the close of the year, beloved, some of us need to count up our money, the income, the money that God blessed us with this year. Amen. And figure out how much of that we owe the Lord. Amen. How much of that we owe the Lord. Some of us have shortchanged the Lord a little bit. Amen. Glory be to God. But a minimum of 10% belongs to the Lord and tithes. And anything over that is our offerings. And that's where the blessing comes in. The tithes, amen, glory be to God, belong to God. Amen. That's our obligation. But the blessing comes in on the offering. Everything that we give over the 10% is what opens the window of heaven. Amen and amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We know a lot of us are still celebrating Christmas, and we pray that you will remain in that attitude of celebration. Amen. As we continue this holiday season, amen, knowing that Jesus is the reason for the season. And to God be praise. All right. Amen. Glory be to God. You're it. Amen. You're it. Amen. Hallelujah. You're it. Amen. And as we go forth in this day, let your family, let your friends, let your neighbors know that they're it too. Amen. They're it. Amen. Why? Because Jesus died for all of us. Amen. It's not God's will that any man should perish. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Thank you for the service. Father, we bless the offerings today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. If there's anybody listening that do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father God, we pray that you would open up their ears, their eyes, their hearts to know that they're it, Father God, in their simple situation, and you're just waiting for them to take the first step, Father God, and that's to give their heart to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, anybody listening today and you don't know Jesus, just ask Jesus to save you. I'm a sinner. Lord, save me from my sins as I open my heart to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for using me. Thank you for choosing me in Jesus' name. Thank you. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We cancel premature death. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you, God. Thank you that Jesus was sent to save sinners. Thank you, God. We were all born in sin and shaven in iniquity. Thank you that we're saved. Now, Father, there's a purpose for our lives. Otherwise, you would have saved us and took us straight to heaven. But you didn't, Father, because you chose us to make a contribution in this generation. And our soul says yes to your will and yes to your way. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Everybody walk in the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the blessing of the Lord, amen, is already here. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Lord's willing, meet you tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock a.m. on Facebook Live. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Make the use.